today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most High. Dear brothers and sisters, listeners of today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, which concerns social interaction in Islam. Salamu Alaikum. Today, Monday, 6th of Jamadil Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen a verse, verse 71 of chapter At-Tawbah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة ويطيعون الله ورسوله أولئك سيرحمهم الله إن الله عزيز حكيم.
The believing men and believing women are allies of one another. They enjoin what is right and forbid what is wrong, and establish prayer and give zakah and obey Allah and His Messenger. Those, Allah will have mercy upon them. Indeed, Allah is exalted in might and wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The signs of true believers, men and women, have been mentioned in the verse. At first, it implies that they invite people to good. They also restrain people from vices, wickedness, and unlawful things. Contrast to the hypocrites who usually forget Allah, the believers always establish prayer, keep the remembrance of Allah, and consequently, by this remembrance and the name of Allah, they cause their hearts to be light and their minds to be aware.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest night, shows me right from wrong, and a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Social interaction in Islam is the title of this episode of today's special. Social behavior, like all facets of the life of Muslims, is influenced by Islamic principles. The manner in which one interacts with others is a manifestation of her or his faith in Allah. Muslims follow the guidelines outlined in the Quran and Sunnah, not simply as an act of worship, but as an acceptance of the wisdom of Allah in guiding them to achieve their greatest potential in this life and salvation in the hereafter. An analysis of the Islamic principles regarding the relationship between men and women will be further clarify this point. The Quran outlines essential components of all relationships between people. These include respect, kindness, honesty, tolerance, self-restraint, patience, forgiveness, and compassion. Such virtues apply between parents and children, spouses, business partners, neighbors and friends, regardless of gender.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about social relations in Islam and what are the recommendations of Islam, Islamic teachings in this regard. If in the relation of the members of a society there do not exist proper fellowship, attention to inferiors, indulgence, benevolence, charity, service to fellow men, cooperation and similar qualities, such a society can never be considered to enjoy prosperity. Islam, as a heavenly faith, gives much importance to social relations, and it has issued perfect and comprehensive injunctions to strengthen the bonds of the brotherhood and solidarity of individuals with each other. To state this matter properly, we should say all that has desirable effects in the amelioration of social relations and in strengthening the bonds has been commanded by Islam, which has also cautioned the people against anything which may inflict even a slight blow upon these relations and cause their severance or weakening. For those who are sufficiently familiar with Islamic issues, there is no need for any reasoning to prove the above claim. Other people, too, can, with a brief glance at the overall injunctions of the legislator of Islam for the maintenance, improvement, and strengthening of social relations, understand this undeniable truth. It is interesting to note that in its social programs, Islam has paid attention to matters which are not headed by people and to which they do not attach much value, whereas it is these delicate details which produce great results. For example, the simplest relations of people with each another are chance meetings in the street, on the bus, and schools and other such places. These contacts seem very unimportant to some people. Whereas in Islam, these same contacts should take place under such conditions that may produce kindness, attachment, and friendship. Islam suggests that these simple contacts should be made with cheerfulness, greetings, and if possible, with handshakes.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
And the continuation of today's special, we get familiar with one of the acts recommended and forbidden in Islam, which are deeply effective in social relations. That is forbidding backbiting, a significant act which deals a severe blow on social relations and with which Islam combats violently is the evil of backbiting or talking about the faults of others. Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "O you who believe with your tongue, but not with your heart, do not engage in backbiting the Muslims and do not find their faults, since he who tries to discover the faults of his brother in faith will be exposed by Allah, his wise revealed, and be disgraced. A psychologist said a person who speaks ill of others will finally be exposed one day and be confronted with trouble. That is, his words will eventually reach the party concerned, with the result that he will lose a friend. A person who listens to his words will get bored with his slander and criticism. Backbiting may become a habit so that in every gathering and circle, the addict may involuntarily begin to speak slanderously about others. Speaking ill of others, in fact, means that the slanderer is envious of others. Slanderer tries to show himself superior to other people and consider them inferior to himself. Making Brethren in Faith is the title of this part. By the way, we're speaking about social interaction. The holy imams of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, underscoring this trend in social relations, directed their followers towards making as many friendship and associations as possible. In this respect, Imam Ridha, peace be upon him, is reported to have said, "Whoever makes another their brother in faith has in fact won a house in paradise." Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, is also reported to have said, "Make friends with many people as possible in this world, for they shall benefit in this world, and in the hereafter, in this world, they may set right your worldly needs. In the hereafter, the inhabitants of hellfire shall say, 'So now we have neither intercessors nor a true friend.'"
This norm, the Imam of Jamaat is told to do the namaz in this easiest form, so that he can accommodate the challenges of those who might be weak in the Jamaat, in the congregation. Whereas, you know, in Nafila, you can prolong it, the zikr of ruku and sujood. But when it comes to Jamaat, the whole idea of a Jamaat prayer is this issue of, you know, the social dimension of promoting brotherhood and the sense of equality of mu'mineen in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of Rasul, and the eyes of the Imam of the time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Arrogance is a big problem for individuals. And we are told one of the important ways of dealing with that spiritual disease is Jamaat prayers. Because when you go in the Jamaat prayers, there are no reserved spots for anyone. You might end up standing behind somebody who is lower than you in a social status, maybe the way you think about the tribe and the color and the language and the culture. He might be poorer than you. He might even be your employee. Or the days when we had master and slaves, maybe you would be the master and the slave would be in front of you. But there the issue comes up. That's where you learn that when you come in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all these issues that we have built in our own minds about the sense of superiority of one over the other do not mean anything. And this is what is promoted by Jamaat prayer.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Till another episode and the continuation of this topic, have a nice time.
Me home, I thank you with every breath I take.